Nearly $3 million in federal funding will enable Batchewana First Nation to modernize Rankin Arena in order to make it more energy efficient and accessible for those using the multi-use facility. The $2,994,244 in funding through the Green and Inclusive Community Buildings Program announced Wednesday will help the community renovate portions of the arena, including the roof and doors, a move intended to drive down overhead costs and allow the facility to extend its hours of operation. "It'll help with operating costs down the road, so we can have more monies to have children's programs, to have community events," said Batchewana First Nation Chief Dean Sayers, speaking with reporters following the announcement. "We can have celebrations, we can have community feasts and ceremonies, we're not spending all our money on gas bills, electrical bills and upkeep." The enhancements are expected to reduce the arena's energy consumption by an estimated 14.5% and greenhouse gas emissions by 39.9 tons annually. "It's helping out Batchewana First Nation with this great project, this great arena that's been part of their community for 50 years, and it's helping us fight climate change, which is top priority for the government," said Sault Ste. Marie MP Terry Sheehan. "It's hopefully going to extend the ice time, which is good for the community." Rankin Arena was first established on Batchewana First Nation territory in the early 1970s, serving as a community hub for sports, gatherings and special events for the past 5 decades.